The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. The city of Columbus is known for many things, of course, the Ohio State University, the Buckeyes, the Memorial Tournament, Jack Nicklaus. One of the things we are known for nationally is Nationwide Children's Hospital. It is considered one of the finest children's hospitals in the world. I have enormous respect for Nationwide Children's Hospital. I think I can honestly say that from a physical human standpoint, they saved our son's life twice when he was very young. But somebody at Children's Hospital has lost their mind. I'll tell you why just a little bit later. Came across something today that I just looked at it and said, what? What are you thinking? What is wrong with you? I'll give you that a little bit later. On a lighter note, if you thought it rained pretty hard on Sunday, Mother's Day, you were correct. All-time record for May 9th, this past Sunday, 1.43 inches of rain, surpassing the previous record of 1.12 inches way back in 1909. Yeah, it was a wet, soggy, dreary, cold, miserable Mother's Day weather-wise. And it set a record. More rain on May 9th than any other May 9th in Columbus history. However, we are behind for the year, which kind of surprises me. We sit at 3.04 inches of rain. Now, these are the official figures out of the airport. 3.04 inches of rain for the month of May, which May is 1.88 inches above average already. But for the year, we're actually behind last year. So anyway, it was rainy. This is an interesting poll. And you know as well as I do that you can make statistics say basically what you want. But polling, I think, is beneficial if the polling is scientific, accurate, and not slanted. This is part of the latest polling from the folks at the Pew Research Center. Three-quarters of white evangelicals disapprove of President Joe Biden's job performance. Of all of the demographic groups, white evangelicals have the lowest view of President Biden. 75% of white evangelical Protestants disapprove of his job performance, while 23% approve. White non-evangelical Protestants had the second largest disapproval rating. I'm surprised. Non-evangelical Protestants, if they're non-evangelical, it means they're liberal. They're left-leaning. But 53% of those disapproved of the president. On the other end of the spectrum, black Protestants, only 8% of black Protestants say they disapprove of President Joe Biden. And I don't mean this to be smart, and this is not rhetorical. This is just an honest observation on my part. I don't get that. We are already seeing the beginnings of inflation. Unemployment is already rising, particularly among minorities. This president so far has not done a single thing to help minorities in a real way. He is the most pro-abortion president in American history, and he's only been in office slightly more than 100 days. Absolutely the most pro-abortion president in American history. And as you know, in abortion, it is disproportionately, terribly disproportionate, black. Black babies are being killed through abortion far, far more than white babies. So I don't know. And I'm not going to try to guess why. I am just saying, honestly, I don't get it. I don't understand. Pardon me, I got a tickle in my throat. Speaking of inflation, now this is coming from someone who is not an expert on anything. So I'm not speaking from the platform of being an expert in economics or anything else. But my common sense tells me we are in for huge inflation in the next 4 years, which would mean, and again, I am not an expert. This is just my common sense gut feeling. If you're going to make a major purchase where you're going to be financing it, do it now. From everything I can read, interest rates are going to go up. And if you're thinking about refinancing your home, now is the time. Joy and I are so thankful that we refinanced our home a few months ago. And yes, we use United Faith Mortgage, and we are just incredibly pleased with them. Fall small family-owned mortgage company. You never hear of that. Small family-owned. Add to that Christian. Add to that they loan their own money, which is unheard of. So anyway, if you're thinking about refinancing or even buying and financing a new home, do it now. Do it now. All of the experts that I'm reading, I'm not an expert, but they are saying that we're in for some serious times of inflation and much higher interest rates in the near future. One thing is almost positive. They're not going to be going down. There's a small chance they can stay where they are, which are incredibly low. But there's a very good likelihood they are going to rise. If you're interested in United Faith Mortgage, unitedfaithmortgage.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Talk about timing. Just before the break, I was telling you that I am not an expert on anything, but I think we got inflation coming, and if you're going to refinance your house or make a major purchase that you're going to finance, now might be a good time. I just pulled up Twitter, and here is the first headline I see. Wall Street slips as inflation jitters spark broad sell-off. You know, they say a blind squirrel gets an acorn every once in a while. So, anyway. All right, here's the headline. Outrage erupts over Tim Tebow's likely NFL return. Maybe you've heard this story. Of course, our own Urban Meyer is now the head coach of the NFL Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, most of you also know that he and Tim Tebow are very close. They've been close friends since college. In fact, I just found out they live on the same street in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm sure it's the slums, you know, but they live on the same street in Jacksonville. And so anyway, Tim Tebow went to the Jacksonville Jaguars camp a few weeks ago and did a tryout, not for quarterback, but as tight end. Now, he's never played tight end, but I think everybody agrees he's pretty athletic. He's 33 years old. So what, Brady is what, 67 or something like that? Aaron Rodgers has got to be in his late 60s? Well, no, but they're in their 40s. So he's 33, so he very well could have some years left. Well, it has been leaked that they're going to sign him to a one-year contract, and he'll have to earn a spot in the starting lineup. There is no guarantee whatsoever that he's going to start. And if you know anything about Urban Meyer, I don't care if they're friends or not. If Tim Tebow is not the best tight end, he's going to sit on the bench. He's not going to start. But anyway, so what is the outrage about? Well, today, if you read the word outrage, you're also going to read the word racism. Yeah, it's racism. What? Huh? How giving him a one-year contract to try out for the Jacksonville Jaguars, how's that racism? Well, let me read from the story. Tim Tebow's likely return to the NFL has ignited a new controversy after angry fans voiced frustration that Tebow was receiving another shot in the big leagues while Colin Kaepernick remains sidelined. Oh, so that's why it's racism. Yeah, because Tim Tebow's white, Colin Kaepernick is half black. But anyway, the Twitterverse just erupted. Here's a couple of the tweets. Tim Tebow finding a team, and Colin Kaepernick can't. White privilege, NFL style. Really? White privilege in the NFL. Well, I did a quick little internet search, took me about 10 seconds, and I simply typed in percentage of players in NFL who are black. If the NFL is filled with white privilege, and the reason why Colin Kaepernick can't get a job and Tim Tebow can is because he's black and he's white, well, then white privilege must be all over the NFL. Well, like I said, it took me about 10 seconds. 68.7% of all players in the NFL are black. Now, we could round that up. That's very close to 70% of all of the players. Nearly 70% of all the players in the NFL are black. And yet Tim Tebow gets a job and Colin Kaepernick can't because Colin Kaepernick's black. If that had any merit to it at all, how do you explain almost 70% of the players being black? Remember when Colin Kaepernick demanded a tryout and the NFL finally acquiesced and they set up this big tryout down in Georgia and all the teams were there. They had scouts there and so forth. They were all ready to watch Colin Kaepernick tryout. Do you remember that? Which is what he had demanded. He didn't show up. You remember that, right? No, he didn't show up. He decided that at the last second, and I mean the last second, he would organize his own workout at his place and his way. And a handful of representatives from NFL teams made the switch, made the change at the last minute. And they found Kaepernick was not that good anymore. He may have been. But outrage, this again is the headline. Outrage erupts over Tim Tebow's likely NFL return. Critics allege racism. That doesn't help the cause any. Can you find racism? Yes, you can. But ridiculous claims like that do not help anybody.